kind of picture of Jesus do you get? Blomberg stroked his beard and stared at the ceiling for a moment as he pondered the question.
Well, you have to keep in mind that Q was a collection of sayings, and therefore it didn't have the narrative material that would have given us a more fully orbed picture of Jesus, he replied, speaking slowly as he chose each word with care. Even so, you find Jesus making some very strong claims. For instance, that he was wisdom personified, and that he was the one by whom God will judge all humanity, whether they confess him or disavow him. A significant scholarly book has argued recently that if you isolate all the Q sayings, one actually gets the same kind of picture of Jesus, of someone who made audacious claims about himself, as you find in the Gospels more generally.
I wanted to push him further on this point. Would he be seen as a miracle worker? I inquired.
Again, he replied, you have to remember that you wouldn't get many miracle stories per se, because they're normally found in the narrative, and Q is primarily a list of sayings.
He stopped to reach over to his desk, pick up a leather-bound Bible, and rustle through its well-worn pages.
But for example, Luke 7:18-23, and Matthew 11:2-6, say that John the Baptist sent his messengers to ask Jesus if he really was the Christ, the Messiah they were waiting for. Jesus replied, in essence, "Tell him to consider my miracles. Tell him what you've seen. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the poor have good news preached to them." So even in Q, he concluded, there is clearly an awareness of Jesus' ministry of miracles.
Blomberg's mention of Matthew brought to mind another question concerning how the Gospels were put together. Why, I asked, would Matthew, purported to be an eyewitness to Jesus, incorporate part of a Gospel written by Mark, who everybody agreed was not an eyewitness? If Matthew's Gospel was really written by an eyewitness, you would think he would have relied on his own observations. Blomberg smiled.
It only makes sense if Mark was indeed basing his account on the recollections of the eyewitness Peter, he said. As you've said yourself, Peter was among the inner circle of Jesus and was privy to seeing and hearing things that other disciples didn't. So it would make sense for Matthew, even though he was an eyewitness, to rely on Peter's version of events as transmitted through Mark.
Yes, I thought to myself, that did make some sense. In fact, an analogy began to...